Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the executive producer and director, and actually stars in as well, the film Bloody Hill. And if you go to my website, if you go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you go to the very top blog post that is there on the website this morning. And if you're watching us, and I hope that you are watching us, by the way, at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, you'll see my blog, Stop the Disinformation About January 6th and Our Right to Assemble. And within there, you'll see me referencing, and there's three films that I recommend that you watch. Capital Punishment, the movie, this film, Bloody Hill, and the new Epic Times, The Real January 6th. I know you've got another one out regarding this as well that's about a 37-minute predominantly video.
Mm-hmm.
What's unique about Bloody Hill is the narration and the in-depth interview. And I know that Epic Times does in-depth interviews as well. It's a different form of analysis. And the things that are expressed in Bloody Hill, quite honestly, folks, the truth that is expressed, then when you read stories like the one in Just the News, Jan 6 defendant commits suicide while awaiting sentencing, Mark Angst, 47-year-old, killed himself on July 20th, facing 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. And you might, on the surface, looked at that and said, well, 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. But I want you to explain how much more there is to these stories, including what you were telling me about Airbnb. And welcome, by the way, David Sumrall.
Hey, it's great to see you. It is great to see you. And, you know, I think this is the part where the people start waking up to what's really going on. It looks like one thing on the made-for-TV show trial that the End Select Committee's putting on, but when it gets down to the reality of it, people are killing themselves. Now, why? I mean, you have to wonder, you know, what could be so serious? Like you said, 6 months in jail, man. I mean, you can survive that, you know, a fine, you can pay that. That's not the end of the world. But when you realize that from then on, you and your family and your friends, everyone in your circle has been put on this list, you know, and we've got guys that have served their time and come out to find that their credit score is cut in half. They can't rent. They can't buy because they don't have any money. They've spent all the money and savings on these court cases. They come out, they don't have credit. How do you get a place to live? You know, there's so, and that's the simple part. That's the basic necessities. But you talk about cars and, you know, we talked earlier about Airbnb. You know, they have literally come out and said they don't want January Sixers renting from them. And these are people that used to go to rallies all over the country, spend a ton of money, never tear anything up, never invite BLM in to break all the windows. They're not known for outrageous parties and destruction. And yet they don't want us to rent from them because of the optics and because what that means societally. And I gotta tell you real quick, man, director of this Bloody Hill film is Andrew Mullinax.
Okay.
And he's a genius director for this. And in my first film, like you said, Writing History, the short video version was not narrated. It was literally spliced together video, you know, chronological order throughout the day to give people an idea of what it was like to be there. But Bloody Hill is extremely conversational with Juana, Savin, Trentis Evans, and myself. You know, talking about the situation, giving facts and then infusing it with the video
from the evidence,
day.
Right?
So people get to see it, man, and see what the lie is all about. Cause you'll never see all this on mainstream media.
Well, and that, you know, is the all the more infuriating, you know, when you think about it. And that was, I think, why I was inspired to write out, you know, in this blog, you know, in a list form, you know, what have they done? Well, unlawful government mandated shutdowns at our places of worship and our businesses, forced injections on citizens for travel and work, treatments that killed our loved ones and friends. And now we're back to that, by the way, and Dr. Judy Mikovits, top of the next hour, we'll be talking about that, but the isolation policies that caused the death of so many in the hospitals during the pandemic, the original pandemic, are back in action for monkeypox. A clearly stolen election. You can again on my site watch 2,000 Mules for free, including all of the conversation afterwards with Dinesh, the interviews with Dinesh, Eric Metaxas, Craig Phillips, and Catherine Engelbrecht. An invasion at our southern border and a humanitarian crisis. And I'm telling you that it is both. And we are equally concerned, by the way, about both. Okay. This isn't just a, oh, we're against immigration. No, this is about, we are against illegal immigration because of the human trafficking, because of the drugs, because of the exploitation of children and women. Rape trees are real. They're real. And, you know, these god-awful leftist progressives that stand there and say, oh, no, they want to yell in your face. Rape trees are real, okay? So you go down there and you tell some woman that's being gang raped by six guys and her friend tied up next to her, who's going to be next, and you explain to me, well, that's because they're being forced to come illegally. No, it's not because they're being forced to come illegally. It's not. The perverting of an entire generation, gender mutilation, and then just general lawlessness and murder. David, when we talk about people who went there on the 6th of January, yes, it was about elections, yes, but am I off center in considering that these issues here were on the hearts and minds of patriots that were there because they hadn't been able to redress their government?
Absolutely correct in that. And listen, you changed just two or three little words during that last monologue, brother, and you're talking about January 6th. It's real. People were murdered. And I think people brush over that. They see a little broken glass and a little smoke and some pushing and shoving, and they think that's, you know, dramatic, but there were murders that happened that day by the Capitol and Metro Police that have been conspiratorially covered up. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, they know about these things and they're saying completely different reasons. They sound like some of the same people talking about the border issues. You know, they make up lies to try to cover, to try to say it's not what you say it is, when we have literal evidence, videos, witnesses, and everything that prove what we say about it. So it's about holding the people responsible that are the same people. And here's how it ties together. For the church to say that they don't agree with the border issues, if the church doesn't agree with the COVID issues, or the church doesn't agree with anything that this government puts down, now you're a J6er. Now they're going to come for you. And people said, no, we're not crazy. We didn't do all that breaking glass stuff. And they said, wait, but you went to a school board meeting and you said, I don't like CRT. Next thing you know, FBI was banging on your door, weren't they? Anyone who speaks out against this government and their sins and their crimes will be added to that list, brother. And we see that happening with these poor victims from January 6th. That's why we fight every single day to try to put light on what's happening. This is the fifth suicide. Mark is the fifth January 6er to take their own life. And if people don't understand how real that is, the weight of the federal government on these people's neck for nothing, for nothing. They're not guilty of insurrection or sedition or anything else. And as someone who can see the 14,000 hours that Nancy has as a licensed investigator, mm-hmm. I will sit here and tell you everything those guys in jail say is true. It can be backed up. They were saving people, trying to save people from being beaten and murdered. And now they sit in jail as some kind of criminal that this system's trying to put these points on the board, take our freedoms, lock us away, and make us stay in our place. And this is a time we can't do that, brother.
On October 4th, 1997, Promise Keepers had an event called Stand in the Gap.
I remember that.
I was there. I took one of my employees, I flew him there along with the husband of another one of my employees. We were involved in a long-term Bible study on the book of Romans. Nice. And I flew them out there, put them up. We used Grand Central. We took the train and went into DC. Mm-hmm. And when we arrived there, as we were walking to the event, there were a lot of people that were going there. There were millions that were there that day. And as we were walking to the event, we saw a small grouping off to the left behind a roped off area. And we went over to say, you know, hello. And it turned out that they were family and wives of men that were going to be at the event, Promise Keepers men that were going to be at the event. And they were so excited for their husbands to be there and be participating and praying for the country and praying for their families and so on. And then the next block over, there was an even larger roped off area. And that's where all the media was. And those were the protesters. Those were the atheists. Those were the, you know, LGBTQ and so on and so on. And remember, this is 1997. Mm-hmm. And I asked the reporters, I was like, well, why are you guys all gathered down here? And hey, let's talk to the people who are directly impacted by the actions and the lives of these men.
Right.
Talk to the women whose husbands are at this event, whose lives have been changed because of their encounter with Christ and with the principles of the Promise Keepers organization. Have you read their pledge? Have you read what they ask men to do, to stand up and be men and stop being drunks and liars and adulterers and, you know, pornographers and all that? Have you read any of that stuff? We gotta take a break. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, but there's a tie into this because if that event took place today, after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, David Sumrall. BloodyHill.com is the new documentary that is out. I'm going to wrap what I said real quickly before the break. Here was my point. My point is this, that number one, even then, there was a larger group against, as far as what the media wanted you to see, than the ones that were actually being impacted, whose lives were being positively changed. There were probably at least 2 million people there on that day. And they wanted to tell you that there were, maybe 100,000 absolute lies. I personally have the pictures to prove their lies. And I can tell you also that even atheists believe in the power of God and the power of prayer. And that is another reason why, you know, these groups, whether it's the Return or, you know, the Call or, you know, I don't care. I don't care how apolitical you want to try to be. If you're going to seek God's face for the salvation of this nation, and you're not going to address the murder of innocent babies, which is child sacrifice, and you're not going to address sodomy and it being made legal. And now I just posted something yesterday. A friend of mine had shared it. There is the first ordained transgender, and she is being ordained by the United Methodist Church of America.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got a picture of that up on my Facebook page. Facebook hasn't taken that one down yet. I'll pop that up here in just a second so you can see it. But David, to the point of the targeting that's going on, which is what causes, you know, someone like Mark to feel such absolute despair so as to take his own life.
Let me tell you, a couple of these other people we see, Villain Report was a journalist that supposedly took his own life too. And his plea was to his fellow journalist, why don't you believe me? I have the footage. I have the proof. And these people are caught in that same revolving door of, why don't you believe me? Can't you see what's going on around me? You know me. I have a clear record. I've never done anything illegal, violent, anything. I've been caught in a situation. I was trapped. I was lured. I was provoked. I mean, listen, there's that fight and flight. We talk about this in the film. What are you going to do if you witness someone being pummeled to death? What do you do? How do you react? Do you run from it and say, oh my gosh, I'm glad it wasn't me? Or do you run into the fight and like any good Christian really should and say, I'm here to help you, be the good Samaritan and save you? Yeah. And that's the guys that are sitting in jail these days. I mean, that's where we are. And listen, on top of that, it's when the FBI goes and abducts these people and kidnaps them from their homes and steals the very camera equipment that probably has the exonerating information on it for these people because they were right there. And then when they steal their camera gear and their, you know, computers and all that, then they
and
can't
then wipe it clean,
put it out to the public. It's mm-hmm. gone. And that's exactly the way it goes.
Yeah. And what I was just showing you, if you look on the screen, folks, this is, Miss Penny Cost. And she is the first drag queen in the world to become a certified candidate for ordination within the United Methodist Church as a member of the Illinois Great Rivers Conference of the UMC. He's working as an associate pastor at Hope United Methodist Church. This isn't hate, folks. These are folks. My heart aches for people that are this lost. And yes, there is anger at an elder board or a church council that would sentence people via the ignorance and the treading on the blood of Christ to eternal hell and damnation. That's wrong.
Well, I tell you, we're seeing drag queen story time. We're seeing all this smut pushed on our children. We're seeing libraries chock full of stuff we didn't even know was in there. Mm-hmm. And that once again falls back to the church, man. We've got to get active. We've got to go out into the world, not be of the world, but find out what's going on and protect our children. We tell everybody, look, if your kid's still in public school, pull them, homeschool them, figure out a way, take them to private school, Christian school, try something different. But this public indoctrination system is so rapidly increasing. We were talking earlier about how fast things are progressing for the worst, you know, and this is the devil turning up the heat, man. Listen, the Bible says they dig a pit for us and they fall in it. Well, they are digging overtime right now, doing everything they can to set this huge trap for every Christian. Listen, the majority of the people in prison for January 6th, over 70% are veterans. I would say the vast majority are Christians. Kind of see where this is going here. If you love God and you love your country and you stand and have a voice against this administration, you're going to be on that list right next to people. We keep saying it. And it's time for the people to stand up and say, we're not going to do this anymore. These people are responsible for the well-being, the safekeeping. The prisoners are in their custody, whether they're at home, whether they're in prison, right. They're still awaiting something. They're still in their custody. And when people are killing themselves because of the treatment, the pressure, they told Matthew Perna, yes, you pled. Yes, we have your sentencing coming up, but we're going to add some enhancements, which means more time. And Matthew Perna said, no, you're not. And he checked out too, guys. Listen, Mark said, I can't think of a good enough reason for you not to put me in prison. I know what's stacked against us. I know what people say. I know what the truth is. And I know it's 100%, 180 degree difference from what the media will say. And listen, that's where the people have to get active. We have some things they can do.
Go tell them where to go real quick.
StopHate.com/J6, calls to action, prayer, letter writing, contact your reps. We're putting sample letters. We're trying to get some things for the prisoners to be able to send in on their own behalves. We just need the support at StopHate.com/help. If you want to support our team putting movies like this out and real news that people need to know about the situation at January 6th.
Like we try to do right here at Chosen Generation Radio. David, God bless. Thank you for being with me today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Fred Galvin, retired USMC, another man who did his duty, came home, and the government turned on them, and he had to literally fight for his life. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Shepp, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, and might have had some mix-up in communication. So hopefully we're able to get USMC Fred Galvin on with us, but we'll see if he's still going to be available. In the meantime, let me go through what I wrote. Let me actually read this to you because it's so important. This is such a critically important issue. And why? Because we're dealing with the issue of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The basic tenets of our belief as Americans. So Steve Bannon, who was a special advisor to President Donald John Trump, was just found guilty in a kangaroo court, not of his peers, and having had his basic constitutional rights subverted, is a perfect example of the injustice being carried out by treasonous actors who are violating their oaths of office. I read, therefore, with great interest, a well-written article on that subject. Sadly, though, I was disappointed to read, near the closing, a salvo too often spoken by, I'm assuming, well-meaning, conservative-minded patriots. The original mantra is about an insurrection and about how un-American it would seem they believe that it is for Americans to peaceably assemble to redress their representatives on matters of governance. In doing so, they vilify the innocent and give a pass to the actual villains. This applies to both those who were apparently directed and hired to behave out of order and those who were charged with crowd control, which instigated violence and were derelict in their duties. Thus, I see no one that I believe is willing to say what must be said. In the aforementioned article, I do not think they go far enough in identifying the problem with the January 6th Commission. In my other article in which I wrote, and let me share this, J6 Committee hearings and the witch hunt are treason. Treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill or overthrow the sovereign or government. Now listen carefully. The goal of this committee is to vilify and overthrow we the people. Prosecution in the absence of evidence. Our Constitution is clear as to who created it and who are the sovereigns. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America.
Our country has been taken over via fixed elections and amoral apathy to God-granted life, liberty, and happiness. We the people do not hate each other. As Christians, we pray for the unbeliever and desire that they would know how much God loves them and how they are valued. Guns are defenses against tyrants and wicked people whose souls are under occupation by demonic forces. Yet even they can be saved. Schumer and Pelosi are evil and need to be arrested and delivered. The DNC is an evil, but so are the highest ranks of the GOP and most of the church. Revival in America will only start in our hearts. Let God in through Jesus Christ. Repent and receive his life-changing resurrection power. Let your old sin nature be crucified and receive your new nature through being born again in Jesus Christ. Evil has been defeated. 1 John 5 tells us this way, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Most people on January 6th went to D.C. to say this evil cannot be let to stand. We won't stand by and let evil win. Families showed up. People were praying and speaking and were prepared to reason with the usurpers. But the evil ones had a plan and they enacted it. Every person on this J6 committee should be arrested and tried. This man, retired Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, who knew the truth and his oath, bound him to, as Sergeant-at-Arms, arrest most of the Senate and put them in prison to await trial. He knew that the paid agitators would lead back to the very people holding this treasonous exercise, and I believe that that is, in fact, why he is dead. Psalm 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity?" And so I'd ask everyone to please look at the evidence regarding January 6th and what really happened at the Capitol. Please do go and watch CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com, BloodyHill.com, which my friend David Sumrall, who was just on, is a part of. He was the producer of the film. And the Epic Times, the real story of January 6th documentary that just came out just 6 days ago. And after you've watched these videos and seen four Americans murdered by D.C. Capitol Police on video, have seen Patriots' efforts to get Officer Sicknick help ignored by D.C. Capitol Police, and looked at the people who actually did the damage who are still not being prosecuted, then you can qualify this statement. There's a proper way to look into the events of that day, which were uncalled for, horrific, and against everything that America stands for. And the Jan 6 panel isn't it? Uncalled for, horrific, against everything America stands for? Because you see, at present, those words sound like someone from the other side rather than a person knowledgeable about the true events of the day. What grievances brought Americans to the Capitol on January 6th? Who did they come to support? Oh, I believe the second question is obvious by the millions that came out and attended the rally at the Ellipse. And here is a short list of the grievances of we the people. Unlawful government-mandated shutdowns of our places of worship and our businesses. Forced injections on citizens for travel. Treatments that killed our loved ones and friends. A clearly stolen election. An invasion at our southern border and a humanitarian crisis. And let me remind you that I live in Texas. Perverting an entire generation of children through something called that is akin to Alfred Kinsey, and it's revealed in the Mind Polluters movie. As many as 39% of Gen Z are claiming LGBTQ, gender mutilation. Walt Heyer talks about his gender transition at the Daily Caller and what happened and what was done and what wasn't done. Lawlessness and murder in our cities. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying at its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their form systems of government. The history of the present King of Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, and all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. The January 6th Commission is a direct assault on the First, Fourth, and Sixth Amendment rights of we the people. They denied us the right to redress our representative government when they have ignored our efforts to get their attention. And I'll declare those in our next segment.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks again for being with me. I greatly appreciate it and appreciate your support. Want to encourage you to support our sponsors. Please support Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen for free activation. Switch over to the only Christian conservative constitutionally supporting, these guys are awesome. They are just awesome. All that they do to support biblical Christian worldview and constitutional values and the United States of America, as our founders viewed it. So, they're just wonderful people. Please support patriotmobile.com. Also, want to just remind you to get over to cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. We've been talking about this. We're in our CGR Wellness Week. Encourage you to get onto the products. They will, well, I can tell you, they have helped me dramatically. They have truly dramatically impacted my health and improved it since I started on the product last October. Big improvement. I take the product Vibe I just showed you. For those that are watching, I take Ultra Shot for energy. We also today, earlier on the program, Tim Schaff did a rundown on the detox program, which includes 4 products. Me juggling things around. We've got Life Cleanse, which is a fiber, prebiotic, and spice blend. And then you also take that with the Vibe. And then you add these other two, and they're all in the packet that you get, in the detox packet that you get. And this is Muscle Aid and Chlorophyll Plus. And these 4 items, you take them together. You can go to cgrwellness.com, get signed up. It's a free registration. And then use Chosen Gen Radio, Chosen Gen Radio, to get signed up for and get the discount when you make your purchase, and you'll get a $20 discount. It's $119 for the packet. You eat, you just continue to live your life, but it's a 7-day cleanse that will cleanse your entire body, skin, liver, kidneys, colon, digestive system. It'll cleanse everything. And these are just really high quality, incredible products. Encourage you, cgrwellness.com, free registration, and then make your purchases once you've established an account.
and use the code ChosenGenRadio for a $20 discount on all $50 or higher orders that you make. And I think you'll really be impressed. I sure have been. It's really done wonders for me. All right, I want to get back to this. I'm talking about January 6th, but I'm talking about the assault on our freedom, the assault on our liberties, and a couple of blog posts I encourage you to be sure and check out. But go to the very first one, which is Stop the Disinformation About January 6th and Our Right to Assemble. They're misrepresenting. So this is the preamble to the Constitution at the beginning. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And if you weren't with me on the other, on the first part of this, I read the opening portion of the Declaration of Independence. After having read a list of current grievances that we the people have, and the real reason why people gathered on the 6th of January, yes, supporting President Trump, yes, because of the election issues, but there's more than just the election that has people concerned and upset. Unlawful government-mandated shutdowns of our places of worship and our businesses. Forced injections on citizens for both travel and work. Treatments that killed our loved ones and friends. A clearly stolen election. An invasion at our southern border and a humanitarian crisis. The perverting of an entire generation of children, whereas now as many as 39% of Gen Z are claiming LGBTQ, Q being queer, meaning they're just kind of not really sure, they're confused about all of it. Gender mutilation and lawlessness and murder in our cities. And so how have they violated our Constitution? It says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Atheism is a religion. Progressivism, it has been argued by many academics, is a form of a religion. Certainly Lenin viewed communism, he is quoted as saying, communism is a religion. You'll find that if you watch Disinformation, which I had up here. I'm not sure where it's disappeared to. There it is. If you watch Disinformation, you'll see in there the quotations from Lenin where he quotes communism as a religion, as a religion. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or abridging the freedom of speech. And now they use, as Ethan Peck and I discussed this morning in hour number one, they use woke corporations to steal our rights away from us under the control of the federal government. We're looking more and more like communist nation every day. Or free press. Or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government the redress of grievances. And this is where they've lied about January 6th. It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Unreasonable. That's what these are. Unreasonable. Peaceable people gathered together provoked by a D.C. Capitol police that were firing rubber pellets from on high, throwing compression palms down that murdered two Americans, killed them in cold blood, and beat another woman to death. And when she couldn't find her baton, she beat her with a crutch. It's on video. Watch the Epic Times video, and it'll show you clearly the video evidence of that. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. The January 6th patriots are not experiencing a speedy and public trial. Steve Bannon did not experience a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, and to be confronted with witnesses against them, to have compulsory process of obtaining witnesses in their favor and the assistance of counsel. Witnesses! It is against the Constitution of the United States to have an unreasonable search and seizure. It shall not. Just like the Second Amendment says that our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So I submit to you, research these important matters. Make your voices heard. Call the Capitol Switchboard, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Every member of Congress and the Senate have local offices. You can visit those offices and peacefully redress your grievances.
I got contacted by Attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.